Hello everyone, how are you all doing? How's the weekend coming? I am super excited that I'm sharing this episode with the world. I am actually glad that I've started something I'm not about to stop. And I would like to say thank you to those of you that have been listening. Thank you so much. It means you consider me worth listening to, and I do not take that for granted. So, straight to the matter of today, what will today's episode be about? It's going to be about a global concern. The rich is concerned about this. The poor are concerned about this. Coronavirus, otherwise known as COVID-19. I know some of you have heard enough about it. You've heard so much about it. Some of us are very much worried. I am worried. As of yesterday, we learned that we have our first case in Lagos, Nigeria. So yes, I'm very much worried. And I know we all have heard one or two tips about how to manage this global problem. I just feel I need to say one or two things as well, you know, add my own voice to the ongoing awareness. And yes, that's it. That's what today's episode will be about. Thank you. And I hope you're having a wonderful time in spite of this global worries. Please do. You know, we all have to find a way to make the best out of every situation we find ourselves in. Greetings. Okay, so someone shared with me a document educating me on how to go about staying safe, and I feel I should share with the world the content of this particular document. So here's the thing. You hearing my voice is equal to reading the document. Yeah, that's it. So there's only one thing you need to understand about how coronavirus spreads. The virus spreads when droplets from a sick person get into your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. So if you see someone visibly coughing and sneezing, meaning sick, you can choose to keep your distance 0.5 meters to 2 meters away from such person, or give someone a nose mask so they can cough into it and protect everyone else nearby. In general, it is good to avoid crowds because you don't know who might be sick. Someone might be sick and, you know, the symptoms are not as visible as we think it will be. Protect yourself either way, okay? Alright, so more tips. However, sometimes a sick person's saliva can get on other things. Their hands, doorknobs, drain straps, pencils, chopsticks, computer mouse, digital devices, lift buttons, cups, stair banisters, and even outside of your face mask. And if you by accident touches any of these things and then you touch your face or rub your eyes or your loved ones, you might all fall sick. Although viruses can last for up to 24 hours on objects, The only way to get rid of them, the only effective way to get rid of them, is to wash them off with soap. Which is why it is good to follow the next precautions I'm about to share with you guys. Stay tuned. Alright, the precautions. Do not touch your face or anyone else's face. If you have to, wash your hands with soap thoroughly first. Wash the back of your hands, between the fingers, under the nails for 20 seconds, enough to sing happy birthday twice. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, throw away mask once they feel gross. Do not wear them for more than a day. You should know that bacteria grows on the inside of your mask if you wear them for too long. Also, don't touch the outside of the mask if you can. Do not touch the other side of your nose mask. If you did touch it, don't worry, wash your hands with soap. 3. Do not share food, utensils, cups, and towels. Everyone, get your own towel. Do not share towel. Please don't. Mommy, daddy, baby, husband, wife, have separate towels, please. Finally, wash your hands with soap. I don't know how much I can emphasize this. Wash, wash, wash everything washable. Wash your hands, wash plates, wash your clothes, wash every damn thing you own. If you are not the clean type, if you're not a perfectionist in terms of cleanliness, now is the time to do so. Wash your hands with soap before you eat and after, even when you are in public. Stay safe, everyone. Thank you for listening. And please do not mind the noise in the background. I am actually in a public place. Thank you and have a wonderful time.